Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning I'm going to talk about the garden seminar. Well, for those of you who are not gardeners, you're going, oh, here we go again, because it seems pretty early to be talking about it. But just think about, for you non-gardeners, how pretty, how much color, how much work those people who are gardeners give to you by sharing. So hopefully, you know, if you're not a gardener, you will enjoy the hard work of those who are gardeners. And for those who are, well, you've been receiving catalogs and catalogs. You're dreaming of lots of those flowers and plants. And, you know, this is the time of the year that we kind of look ahead to what's going to be happening in the spring. But we need to do some planning for that. So this year, by the way, 15th annual Cass County Master Gardener Spring Garden Seminar is on Saturday, March 16th. That's a little more than a month earlier than last year. So it's a pretty good time to get started in terms of, even getting out there. It'll depend on the weather, of course, whether we'll have already been out in the yard. I know some people will have been doing some cleanup things and those kinds of work before some of the flowers start sprouting out of the ground, but depending on the weather, there may be some of those early flowers that are already coming up and some of those little buds on the trees starting to look like they're going to burst open. So it's always interesting to see when that will start happening. The garden seminar will be held at the Atlantic High School, and we keep making a few tweets, a few changes, and so on. But it will start at 9 o'clock and end at about 3:20. We'll have three presenters that will be for everybody. And then there will be a choice of two breakout sessions, some of which will be hands-on. And we'll be talking about those, of course, in more detail later on. But maybe I give you a preview. And the registration form that gives you all of the details won't be coming out till probably about the middle of February. But if you have attended before, you should have gotten this pretty kind of mostly pink card that says, save the date, 15th Annual Cass County Master Gardeners Spring Garden Seminar, Saturday, March 16th. If you have friends who have not attended before, well, get them to get it on their calendars so that they won't forget and they'll have saved that date. In addition to the speakers, of course, there are vendors that will have new things and garden things and tool things and to share with folks and to sell to folks. And a continental breakfast and lunch is included, and lots of door prizes. So it's a pretty well full day, rounded out. You get lots of pluses. Or always have a table with garden catalogs in case those that we've saved, and maybe you want a new one, a company that you haven't used before. And then I think the other thing that many people enjoy is that they get to talk to other gardeners. You come with their friends, perhaps, but then you sit at a table for lunch and you talk to somebody from Fremont County or perhaps from Council Bluffs or maybe somebody even from Missouri or Nebraska. People come from a wide range of places to come to the Atlantic Garden Seminar. So it's fun to share those thoughts and experiences with all those people. Well, who's going to be on the program? We have, I think, some very experienced and kind of exciting folks to come to share their expertise with us. Deb Groth, who is from Groth's Gardens, that's almost a tongue twister, near Winterset, is going to be one of the speakers. And she and her husband started out being known mostly for their chrysanthemums. Their chrysanthemums are used by lots of urban areas, people from all over. They're beautiful chrysanthemums, but they've gone way beyond that. So her first presentation will be on color across the seasons. So we don't just have a patch of color in the spring or some in the middle of the summer that we need to try and plan. So we have that color all through the growing season. And then she'll also be doing a work session on, I've just been calling it Lush Pots. That maybe won't be the final name, but not so much which plants to choose, but how do you get them to start out pretty and stay pretty. So she'll be focusing on soil and fertilizer and watering, and she has a new watering system. She's going to let people put that together and try that out. So that should be a new experience for a lot of people. Then another person is Sandy Wentworth, and she's actually from Illinois, and she's a representative of Proven Winners. Now, any gardeners will know, well, I've heard Proven Winners. It is a brand name, but many of our local businesses, any place we buy plants, will have Proven Winners plants. And gardeners always want to know what's new. So that's what Sandy's going to be talking about. And then she's going to be doing a breakout session, again, on containers. But on this one, it will be more on what plants to put in those containers and give us the lowdown on the 10 best and easiest annuals to grow that we could put in those pots. Our third general speaker is Justin Hancock, and he's with Loki's Gardens over by Des Moines. He's also with Better Homes and Gardens. And, you know, last year with all of the dry weather, we had lots of challenges for our plants. And then, you know, we have that cold weather in the winter time, so we have to have plants that will come through that cold winter weather. So Justin's topic is plants that weather the weather here in Iowa. And he will be doing a breakout session on color in the shade. So those shady spots don't have to be just green, something not growing, color in the shade. Then other breakout sessions that we for sure will be having include Bernie Havelbeck, who is course the manager of the Wallace Foundation Farms and located at the Armstrong Farm near Lewis, and he grows gourds, those birdhouse gourds, apple gourds. So he's going to be bringing some of those, and people are going to have a chance to learn how to decorate those, get the hands on, and take home a gourd that will be decorated not to eat, just to add to the decor. And another session will be on fairy gardens. They've been around a long time, but all of a sudden, this last couple of years, they've really become popular. Teeny little gardens can be inside in pots or can be outside, and people of all ages enjoy them. I think children are fascinated with them. Grandparents are fascinated because their grandchildren love them. And then all of us as adults, just it's kind of small little gardens. You can have a whole garden right there in a pot, even inside your house. And Lynn Thornes-Joe, who some of you know as Lynn Christensen, lived near Cumberland. Her mother is Marilyn Jensen Christensen, and she's going to be helping folks build terrariums. So we're excited to have her coming to help us with the garden seminar. Also, a new trial thing that we're doing, we're going to have a couple of women sent to us through technology. They'll be live. We can talk to them. But they are really special in that they have developed tools that are specially for women. And, you know, the women's bodies are built a little differently than men's. And sometimes those tools that are for everybody are not the best for women. So they're going to we're going to have some of their tools. People will get to handle them, try them out, and then we'll get to hear how they develop those and ask them questions. And if this will be, I think, an exciting adventure of having our speakers who are in Pennsylvania come to us via technology. Then also, we will have a work session on recycling, using materials. We're going to make some little pots to start seeds in and have a lot of other ideas. So recycling and getting plants started. Also, hope to have a session on ornamental trees and shrubs and one on sustainable landscaping. Well, those are all the topics for the 15th annual Cass County Master Gardeners Spring Garden Seminar on March 16th. Put that date on your calendar. You won't want to miss it, and you will be hearing more, of course, about the annual garden seminar. Until next time, here's a thought. Gardening is a kind of disease. It infects you, and you cannot escape it.